Hi, my name is Jeff Pagano, and welcome to Harpin' Boo, an audio boo recording to go with my rugby blog, which can be found at harpinonrugby.net. I hope you stay with me for the next few minutes while I give my 2 cents worth on Leinster and Ireland rugby. The views expressed are mine and mine alone. This is episode 9, which I've entitled Saris, Saffers and Savvy. I'm going to talk about those headings for a bit, then give my forecast, which I'll be using in the Sport Guru Prediction League. This weekend's opponents for the boys in blue are Saracens and the Heineken Cup. We kick off at 5:45 p.m. Saturday. Live coverage on the not-so-free-to-air Sky Sports, as well as radio coverage on either RTE or News Talk. That's yet to be confirmed. Also yet to be confirmed are the starting lineups. Sorry, I don't have them again this week, but I have to do this recording now. Things we do know, in the Independent, they say that Brian O'Driscoll won't be risked after tweaking his hamstring last week. So it looks like McFadden will come in for him at 13. Also, it looks like Leo Cullen's shoulder might be well enough for him to take a spot on the bench, so that'll be a huge boost for the squad. And the final question is over who will be taking the place kicks. It's been Issa Nasiwa up to now. Johnny Sexton, though, was saying on News Talk, of course, that he'd like to have the kicking duties back, but they'll have to assess his quad muscle up to the last minute, so we'll see how that goes. As for Saracens, they've gotten off to a good start in the Aviva Premiership. They've won 4 out of 5, including 3 out of 3 at home. Leinster, as you probably know, have lost 3 out of 3 away, so there's obviously a home advantage there for the Englishmen. And but when I say Englishmen, they've relied a lot on South Africans for their success the last couple of seasons. Head coach Brendan Vetner has brought over a lot of his fellow countrymen into the team. At number 10, you've got Derek Hougaard, who's done well for them there. But most of all, in the forwards, and especially Skalk Brits. I've seen them play a couple of times on ESPN this year, and he is their driving force. He covers every blade of grass. He's very strong going forward, and they spend their time setting up line breaks for him, and he does really well for them. So we got to watch out for that. But they've got one of the killer bees as well from Glasgow, Kelly Brown. But overall, Saracens have killer bees of their own. You've got Brits, you've got Jacques Berger, you've got Kelly Brown, you've got former England captain Borthwick. They're very strong in the pack, so we're going to have to watch for that. Also, they're good in the back three. Any combination of either Wiles, Cato, Streddle, or Alex Good, they've been doing really well there as well. So we've got to be careful in pretty much in every position on Saturday. Now, in my title, I use the word savvy, and what I'm talking about there is an advantage Leinster have, big advantage Leinster have over Saracens. In fact, they probably displayed it there at the RDS last Saturday as well. The game at Wembley will be Leinster's 99th appearance in the Heineken Cup since over the 16 years it's been on, and they've been in the competition each of those 16 years. By comparison, Saracens, it will be only their 28th appearance, because what they have to do every year is qualify in a very difficult league for the Heineken Cup. So they are not guaranteed an appearance in the Heineken Cup. Now, of course, neither are we, really. I mean, of course, officially now, for the past few years, you have to qualify. It's the top three Irish provinces from the Magnus League make it. But, I mean, you know yourself, with the resources Connacht have, we're pretty much guaranteed the spot. Now, I'm not complaining that we have this advantage, but we do have to appreciate, as Irish rugby fans, that it is an advantage that we have. You can be sure that whenever we do win, the English and French rugby fans will remind us of it. So just to be mindful that we do have that vast experience. Pretty much every Leinster player will have had some experience over the years in the Heineken Cup. So that's a big advantage for us. So just appreciate that. Now, as for my prediction, using that experience and the fact that we had such a good win last week, I'm going to predict a Leinster victory, but I'm going to be cautious. I'm going to say that, you know, the fact that Saracens had such a poor performance last week, they'll be really up for this one. You lose 2 matches in the Heineken Cup and you've pretty much blown your chances, so they'll be really up for it. So I think it's going to be tight. I think we're going to win by 1 point. I never predict a draw. I think that's a cop-out, predicting a draw. So I say Leinster win by 1 point. It's going to be close right up to the very end. If you want to follow me on Twitter, you'll get me at @HarpinOnRugby. Best wishes to Connacht in the Amwyn Cup and Munster and Ulster in the Heineken Cup, and also Leinster A, who play their first British and Irish Cup match in Newport on Sunday. So, but most of all, come on the Leinster. Talk to you next week. Thank you.